God is my judge podcast, and you know, I didn't even realize that I haven't even put out an episode this year, and you know, what better day to do it than the last day of the month of a new year, right? So a lot has happened, a lot has changed, right? Yeah, we got Trump as president, 2025, cryptocurrency's going up, laws are changing, rules are changing, people are changing, lives are changing, everything changes, but you know what doesn't? God's love. You know what doesn't change? God's strength. You know who doesn't let you down on days that you think that you're being let down? God's words. And as much as we pray, as much as we think, and as much as we believe that, you know, what we're doing is always the right thing, I've been asking and been questioning, are we doing it because we expect it? Or people expect of us? Are we doing it because we benefit? Or are we doing it because it's out of love? And I feel like at the end of the day, that's what we're kind of missing. And I can just feel it in my stomach right now, just even talking about it, just even thinking about it. Like, where is the love, y'all? I feel like there is just no more loyalty. There's no more passion. There's no more ambition. And if the ambition and passion that we have, I feel like it's just being prioritized or directed in the wrong way, right? And not in the wrong way, that it's like I said, I will never ever say that you're wrong. We all have our own opinions, right? You know, we're all entitled to our own opinions and stuff like that, right? At the end of the day. But I keep thinking, I'm like, where is the love behind it? Where is the passion behind it? What is, you know, people say, what is the purpose, right? What is the point of doing X, Y, and Z, feeling X, Y, and Z? And I'm gonna be real with you, for some people, they already know the answer, and some people, they do not. And for me, I guess I don't have an answer. I'm doing and doing, you're pushing and pushing, and then you think about it. You take a minute to think about it. And when you do, you kind of question. You start to question and be like, you know, what is the point? Okay, you know, we wake up and we go to work to, you know, pay bills to get money, right? Okay, sure, that's great. Great in a way is like, okay, great, that's, you know, everybody has to do that, right? But if what we're doing with our money or what we're doing with our time to use that money isn't made or out of love or doing with passion or is not for our loved ones, then it's just like, what's the point, right? Why we even do this to begin with? So I just thought, you know, this Black Eyed Peas song is what was hitting, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how else to explain it. I mean, this is the first couple lines of the song. And, you know, it's so funny. I haven't played this song. I haven't heard this song in years. I'm literally looking at the lyrics right now. It said it came out in, back in 2003. And I don't remember that. That's crazy. But, I mean, what's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I mean, like, I think the whole world is addicted to the drama, only attracted to things that'll bring you trauma. And that's what I'm like, that's where I'm at. I'm like, if it's not giving you peace, if it's giving you stress, giving you heartache, giving you this, giving you that, then like, what's the point? You know, it's I guess that love that people have for that is not the greatest, because I've realized. Oh, man. Sorry, I had to just take a moment because I realized it's just too funny. I've been trying to grasp my head around it for the past couple of weeks of this campaign, right, that I'm having, or that I'm trying to promote for, you know, said project, and I haven't quite gotten it right. I haven't quite put it together, but to me, the first question, or the only question that comes up to mind, or comes to my mind, is where is the love? Where is the love? Show me the love. Spread the love. Like, and I've been noticing, and I don't know if it's because I'm not taking my own advice. You have to give to get, but I feel like even the more I give, the more I haven't been getting. But then I feel like that goes back to expectations, right? And having expectations in this world is just so comical. So comical. The reason I say that is because we literally plan. We say we have this plan. We say we have this. We say we're going to do this. And God continues to laugh. God continues to laugh and cry. And he's just like, yep, little do you know what you're really in for, you know? And I just find it so funny, because now, more than ever, as I've gotten to this age, I've gotten to this point, if we take things too seriously and not show the goodness of it all, and push the goodness of it all, we will never get, or never might not see, you know, the light, the brightness, the purpose, you know, the enjoyment of what it really is meant to be, to be here, be loved, show love, spread the love. Yeah, it's funny, because I'm looking at that YouTube, and next song that's coming up is California Love, you know, and I really want to give out my my hearts and prayers to all the families out there in California, for sure, because that's the real love we have to show right now, because those wildfires, I could have never imagined, or could have never expected, and I'm pretty sure they, people who live there too, would have never thought we would be living in this world that can't easily be burned, easily be torched and lost, you know. And I feel like this is the time that we have to, you know, join hands and give more than just love at this point, you know, give more than give more. That's all I can think of, is just continue to just give more. Sometimes I continue to think that we don't do enough. I don't do enough on the daily. Yeah, waking up and being polite and being on time, eating and, you know, holding the door for people, saying thank you. Just, I guess, yes, the little things and all those good things are great. But what I mean, like, doing more, I mean, like, you know, sometimes people don't have a ride home. Some people don't have, you know, money for food. Some people don't have a place to stay. Some people don't have a friend to call. I'm not saying to do it all or be there all for everyone, because, of course, that's not the case. But I feel like if we kind of put our best foot forward a little more and put a little more effort, sometimes that love will be spread, you know. Everybody will feel that warmth, you know, that real warmth that God is expressing and showing for all of us, that we need to show one another, you know, that we have to show ourselves, you know. And if we can't even do that, then sometimes we won't even get the real love what we're looking for. And it's tougher. And then I feel like the more you love something in this world, the more people want to take it away, right? The more love you want to express, the more it's frowned upon sometimes. Or the love that we're showing to the people that we want to show the love to don't want to show that love back. And that's probably like one of the toughest parts, right? Is loving something or someone, or loving a project so much, or starting from nowhere and just growing and seeing how much you've learned to grow and love what you've made or had dealt with or with every day. It's, you don't want to lose that. You know, it's funny because I used to watch a lot of movies that would say, you know, if you're not a family man, then you don't understand. Or if you don't have a family, you will never understand. Or they always ask the question, do you have kids? Do you have a family? You know, like in the most dramatic way possible of asking. And you know, as a kid, I didn't really wrap my head around that or understood why, you know, people would even ask that, right? But it's because people who do have families, people who create families, will do anything for their family. And when I mean anything, they will do absolutely anything to keep their family safe and out of harm's way. And I feel like that's what God does for us, is that he watches over us, right? And if we don't pray to him, or if we don't ask, or don't show the love that he's giving, then why should he give that love back? Sometimes that's how I feel, you know. Of course, not to a T, of course, you know, don't take my words and run with it, don't write a book with it. But if we're not really giving that true love into it, will we ever get the real love back? Will we ever see the true love back? Or did we ever see the true love to begin with? Or it was always there and we couldn't see it? And that's why I always ask God to pray, when I pray, sorry, I always ask him to give me clarity. And brightness and joy. That when I do live this next day or another day, that is with God's love, right? With his true love, his true power, his true strength, his true words, his true understanding through his door. We are the door. That's what I've been noticing. We are the door. We are the answer, and we are the key. we just have the book, and we have to continue to show the knowledge and continue to gain that type of knowledge. But if we don't, we'll never see the true potential, we'll never see the true love, right? That's what I want to promote. As this month ends, as February becomes a new month, as, of course, what's it called? Valentine's Day. Jesus, I couldn't even think of it. And that's around the corner. Ask yourself, where's the love? Where's the love that you come with? Where's your heart telling you to go? What is it telling you to do? Do you follow your heart? Do you follow your gut? Do you follow your head? All I know is that God said to follow them all and follow it through his heart with his strength. Show the love. Don't let anybody else take that love away from you. Don't let it be covered with darkness, with envy, with jealousy, with negativity. You know, it's nothing's worse than not feeling wanted, not feeling heard, not feeling understood. We all go through it. We all feel it. But it's about the severity of what we feel. And how much we can take of it. How much it's going to let it flow. Or if it does flow. Or if it's going to continue to hurt us in the process. So I'll leave you with this quote that I've been holding on to, and hopefully you guys will feel it. Because now, more than ever, if you ain't with the plan, you in the way. And if you're in the way, then you're not what I'm about. If you're not what I'm about, that means you're not what I promote. And if you're not what I'm about to promote, then that means that you do not show love. That means you do not show the support. And you do not show the effort that's being taken, or that needs to be taken to shoot, to feel that. So hopefully everybody that feels that negative energy, those negative thoughts, is missing that love, that's missing that, those feelings, those emotions. I will always tell you, and I always remind you, that God has your love. God has the love you are looking for, and as much as I sometimes don't feel that. Sometimes I don't think that. Sometimes I might feel like, you know, I'm going through the motions and, you know, the energy isn't there. I still have faith. I still believe one day, but maybe not the next. But that's not my job to worry about. It's not my job to deal with. I leave that all up to God. I leave it all up to his angels. I'll leave it all up to my ancestors, good spirits around me that are wanting to see me win, but no one else wanting to. You know, I'm looking at this quote here too, and it says, don't tell people your plans, just show them your results. And that's right. Don't tell people about the love. Don't tell people about the amount of love that you can give. Don't tell them about the love that you can show them if they did this or whatever. No. Show them the results that what you can bring to the table is love. It's true, genuine love. And if we can't bring that to the table, we can't do that, if we can't do it with all your heart, 1,000%, then what's the point? Right? Why be like everybody else? Why be like the society that we live in this world that is so dark, that wants to show you that love is in money, right? Love is in the drama. Love is in hiding. And I'm sorry, I don't believe that's true. And as I'm looking at this screen in front of me, the quote says, sure, I've got it in the back. It's in perfect condition. So follow me. And that's what society wants you to think. I have it in the back. It's all perfectly preserved just for you. It's made just for you. You just have to follow me. And what you're really doing is following everybody else through the ups and downs and the roller coasters and the emotions, and next thing you know you're losing sight of what you really are looking for, or why you were even following them to begin with. So don't follow people. Sometimes we can't even follow ourselves. We can't even follow our minds. So follow God. Because Jesus has our love, has the love for us, if you just ask him for it. All you gotta do is just ask. And so I'll leave you there, and leave you all. Follow him. He knows the way. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. God bless you. As always, always. Stay tuned for more. Part 2.